When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, Chris Clifford, just explain to me, there are two student union presidents for the new MTU. Just before I get into the story, what's going on there?
So currently, we're in the process of our merger. So I'm the Kerry Students' Union president at the minute in MTU Kerry campus. And then we have Aisling O'Mahony in MTU Cork. She's the student union president there.
Right. So this particular incident happened in Kerry, but obviously it's relevant to all students. What did happen, Chris?
100%. So a few students came forward, six to be exact, just about a relation to a spiking event that occurred. And this occurred, it wasn't at an actual students' union bar, so to speak, but it happened during our freshers' week.
What was the nature of it? Do you know?
So there were students that were just spiked, basically. There was something put into their drink. You know, they felt weak, they felt nauseous. Now, we're lucky all of them were with their friends, so they were all able to, you know, they were assisted by their friends and brought home, but they just notified us about it. Mm. And we advised them to maybe contact the Gardaí. And all that. We did notify the Gardaí of the incident as well. That was what happened.
There was nothing untoward happened to any of them. They weren't assaulted or anything, no?
No, thankfully. And there was no hospitalizations or anything like that. As I said, all of them were brought home with their friends. So they were all in good company, thankfully. Yeah. But had they not been with their friends, you know, this could be a much worse story.
And we're looking into this weekend now where people are going out to a club for the first time in many, many months. And it's only natural that they will let their hair down, but you're just asking them to stay safe and not just in terms of COVID.
Absolutely, yeah. So we ran a campaign last week with our students where basically we went around and placed lollipops in their drinks to kind of spread awareness that how the dangers of being spiked as such. Let's say if there was a drink left unattended, we would have put the lollipop in the drink. We're always saying that, like, look, the victims here weren't at fault. The only person that should be blamed is the person doing the spiking.
Sure, sure.
We're really conscious that, like, a lot of these students are first and second years. A lot of them are between the ages of 18 and 20, and they may have never stepped foot in a nightclub, a normal nightclub environment, so to speak. So it was just to spread that kind of awareness. The idea behind the lollipop was that so that if a student had a lollipop, that at least maybe it would kind of generate a bit of a discussion on the table if someone had seen our campaign and said, well, do you know what that's for? And that was just kind of the idea behind it.
Right. Now, thankfully, like you said, the people that came to you, nothing untoward happened to them other than being spiked in the first place. The fear is on a busy weekend like this, the next person might not be so lucky.
Absolutely, yeah. Do you know? We're very lucky in Tralee that it's kind of a small knit community anyway, and kind of everyone does kind of know everyone, so that if it does occur within our student population anyway, there's always kind of someone to give a hand. And us in the Students' Union in Kerry, and I'm sure I can speak on behalf of Aisling and Cork, our doors are always open if ever another incident like this occurs. Now, this incident has never occurred as long as I've been in Tralee, but it's just something that to make students aware that if they need help, you know, we have counsellors, we have welfare officers, and there's many supports available for these kind of situations.
And you know the way, Chris, people are be awfully conscious. God, they got spiked. Wasn't I a terrible idiot to get spiked? Wasn't it my fault that I got spiked? That self-blame is natural, but...
Yeah, we want to stress here that it's not your fault. You know, this could have happened to anyone at all. And like, it's very, like, you can't be expected to be staring at your drink for the whole night. Kind of something that we've kind of encouraged and we've kind of seen is that students are putting kind of beer mats on top of the glasses. So if they maybe leave to go to the bathroom, we'll say with the table service and stuff like that, and they don't bring their drinks with them, at least if they come back and the beer mat has been tampered with or knocked off or something like that, they know that their drink has may have been tampered with.
Or if you're in a group, have one of the group watch the drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So we kind of have kind of started the whole, if in doubt, throw it out, you know, that's another kind of way we're kind of looking at it too.
Of course, this spiking issue has been big across the UK. There have been reports in all the papers of people being spiked. It's going on, Chris, since I was in college, and that's not yesterday. It just happens.
Absolutely. You know, these things, it's a sad case, but it can occur. But it's great that there's this discussion at such a high level now around this spiking, and hopefully it'll deter people away from it, because they to make them clear that we stand together here and say that it's not okay, like, you know.
Just on a broader question of students preparing to get out into the world of nightclubs for the first time in a long time, I'd say there's fierce excitement, is there, Chris?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, even I was the education officer in Kerry Students Union last year, and you know, everyone was online. There was a sense of just pure depression and sadness, you know, with that the students weren't getting the real experience of student life. But at least this year now, you can see that the buzz is coming back and students are returning to normality as such.
Are they back at lectures? I mean, this is the first year of the merged university. Is everybody back on campus at your end, or what's happening?
Yeah, within Kerry, yeah, the majority of our students have a percentage of their lectures and practicals on site. So we're very thankful for that in both our South and North campus, in the Kerry campus.
Finally, what's the Students' Union's position on your members getting vaccinated? I know there are vaccinations available on campus here in Cork if somebody wants them. What's the story in Kerry?
So in Kerry, we've kind of remained neutral, but we've told them that look, the support is there. We have buses running from our North and South campus to the vaccination centres when the vaccination centres are open. So we have a number of buses. We've advertised it and said, look, that this support is there if you need it. And the uptake has been relatively good. So that's great to see as well.
So Chris, have a good weekend. And I guess the message is stay safe and not just COVID safe.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And most of all, enjoy the weekend as well that's in it. You know, it's a celebration. Absolutely. And cheers for having me on, PJ.
Cork's 96 FM.